rolling. Ooh, rolling. Ooh, rolling on the river. Listen to the story.
Tina Turner. What can you say? The icon, the one and only, the queen of rock and roll. I remember her on stage with Mick Jagger at the Live Aid concert in Philly circa 1985. Unforgettable. Well, one of Tina Turner's superfans happened to get on stage with her as well during her reunion tour in 2000.
I'm going to bring someone on stage with me now to perform the next song. He's been in my audience for about 25 shows. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Donovan. A big round of applause. And the next one you might recognize because her name is Mary.
And the superfan Donovan Marcel is on the line with us now. Donovan, how did that happen? How did you get on stage?
Well, it wasn't planned, I'll tell you that. In the year 2000, I went to a bunch of shows, and I was in the front row for every show because I was a fan club member.
More than 20 shows.
Yeah, 21 altogether. But she took a liking to me because I reminded her of her past piano player that had been very important to her through her solo career. And my 17th show, she saw that, you know, I was always in the front row doing all the moves, and I knew the whole show from beginning to end. And then she just...
Oh, you knew the lyrics, you knew the tunes, you knew the choreography, you knew the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. And that day in Dallas, Texas, she just... History was made, you know, best day of my life to this very day.
Do you remember how it felt up there? We're more than two decades on now, of course, but what that moment with your idol felt like?
Oh, my goodness. I remember, yes, because so when I first got on stage, well, when she first was talking to me, I couldn't move, and my friend Mike had to kind of push me.
Go, get up there.
I know, right? So when I finally get up on there, I was nervous until she hugged me. Now, right when she hugged me, all of that went away. It was like magic. Right when she hugged me, it went away, and it was kind of like it was meant to happen. Like from that point on, it was just boom, let's do this. It was so cool, you know, and just the energy up there, and just the feeling, and it was everything. It was everything and more.
So Donovan, how did Tina Turner become a thing, a central thing in your life in the first place?
What happened is that growing up, you know, as a little boy, music was huge in my family, huge. So I remember as a little boy, when they used to play Proud Mary on the radio, I remember singing the song, Rolling, Rolling, but I didn't know who Tina Turner was. But I remember in kindergarten class, my teacher, Miss Kitchens, because I would always sing Rolling on the Railroad is what I used to sing. And I remember this one time in particular, I was singing it, and she looked at me, she goes, Donovan, it's River. River. And then years later, when I was learning who Tina Turner was, I was watching a concert. She started singing the song, and I remember jumping up like, oh my God, this lady who sings that song. And then pretty much from that point on, I was already a fan, but then to know that she did the song that I loved, who I didn't know who was before, like I've been a fan ever since.
And how is today feeling?
This morning was a little easier, but my friend Philip said it best. He goes, we don't know a world without her. You know what I mean? We grew up with Tina Turner. So it's like the first full day of a world without her. And it's just not, it just doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? But one thing one person said too, you know, they said Anna May has passed away, but Tina Turner will live on forever.
As will her music. And I understand you're a singer yourself, and you have chosen to sing us a few bars of Tina Turner's Something Beautiful Remains.
Hey now, what we had is gone, but I still remember you, just like a rose after the rain. Something beautiful remains.
We have been listening to and talking to Tina Turner's superfan Donovan Marcel, who's been a fan since he was 2 years old. Donovan, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. And as we know, Tina Turner will live on forever. May she rest in peace.
Amen.
Now the darkness falls. Stars are coming out. Time.
washes.